Good afternoon. Another blustery and cold day in progress across interior New York and New England. At times, winds will gust over 40 miles per hour, especially over the higher terrain. This, combined with actual temperatures in the upper teens and lower 20s, will produce wind chill values closer to zero throughout the afternoon. At the same time, the cold winds over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes producing lake-effect snow showers and squalls, especially in the snow belt. Some of these snow showers or flurries could drift down into central and eastern New York and western New England as we head through the afternoon hours with minor accumulations at best. Still a bit brisk and cold tonight, back into the single digits and teens with wind chills around zero. And with high pressure building in tomorrow, the wind will subside a bit. Still, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be blustery with temperatures in the upper 20s with colder wind chills. Less wind and more sun on Thursday and Friday. Still, the clouds will mix in from time to time and temperatures will be a bit below average in the middle and upper 20s. Heading into the weekend, a storm system will evolve in the lower Mississippi Valley and hit the southeast coast on Friday evening. By Saturday, the storm system will work its way up the coast and east and south of Long Island. The exact track of this storm will determine what we get in terms of snowfall for interior New York and New England. Right now, it looks like the best chance for significant snow will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, across into southern New England. But if the storm system heads closer to the coast, we could bring significant snowfall well up the Hudson Valley and into most of interior New York and New England. So we'll watch the track closely as we head toward the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold high pressure will slowly drift to the east across the Mississippi Valley today, producing another day of well below normal temperatures across much of the Midwest and eastern United States. The cold, combined with the wind chill, will produce wind chill values as low as 30 below zero. Wind chill advisories have been issued for parts of the Ohio Valley, Northeast, and Appalachians. With the cold settling south, the freeze warning has been issued for tonight for the northern parts of the Florida Peninsula and the Panhandle. And a system moving across the central United States is expected to produce mainly light to moderate snows across the northern and central Great Plains and into the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley. The snow will shift further to the east into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley tonight and tomorrow. Meanwhile, a wintry mix with accumulating ice is possible from the Ozarks into the lower Ohio and Tennessee valleys. These areas are all under winter weather advisories. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 74 degrees at Harlingen, Texas and Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 31 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and windy in the mid-20s. Boston, mostly sunny and windy in the mid-20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, breezy, with snow showers in the lower 20s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 60, set in 1966. And the record low, 28 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:51 p.m., 9 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers and flurries, highs in the teens. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few scattered snow showers and lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, windy today, a few flurries around with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, breezy, with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, flurries and snow showers possible with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, still some flurries around with lows in the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with a few flurries and snow showers around, and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, a couple of snow showers tonight, with lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, still blustery, but not as cold, with a mix of sun and clouds upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, less wind Thursday, in the middle to upper 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday in the upper 20s. A good chance of snow, especially in southern sections on Saturday. A lower chance closer to the Canadian border, middle 20s. Leftover light snow showers Sunday, then increasing sun, lower 30s, and back into the lower to mid 30s with partly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.